Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to the hour 8. We are together. Wednesday Live, the name of the show. Thank you so much to Johan Els. He's back with you tomorrow morning. Taking you through. And of course, wouldn't it be nice each and every time on a joyride to hear something else? Thank you so much, Johan. And of course, upline, we are going to be talking to Muruti Karabo Mraka. We will touch base with him, Karabo Mraka, and also Professor Samuel Kabamba. We will also speak with him. Right. And of course, also, after talking to and connecting with Muruti Karabo Mraka, I will try to connect with Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Muruti Karabo Mraka, thank you so much. Greetings to you, sir.
Greetings, my beloved brother and my friend.
Let's all cool a bit, brother.
Yeah.
It's just fun, fair enough, ne? Serious.
We thank God. We really appreciate His grace in our life.
Yeah. And the gift of life, man. Yesterday, something good was happening in your life.
Yeah. No, I was clocking. I was clocking another extra year. And of course, it is by His grace. And and my family and friends and so many.
Yeah.
Actually made the day special for me.
Yeah, no, it was a special day, Muruti. Of course, we wish you the best. You know, may you continue to grow in the grace of the Most High. And may He continue to take you from one glory to another, you know. I thought I should welcome Pastor Samuel Kabamba before I say something to you. Professor, greetings. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much for having us again this evening. And greetings to you, Muruti Ray, and Muruti Karabo Mraka. And also, we want to greet all our listeners. And a big thank you to Radio Pulpit. And we believe that tonight, by the grace of the Most High, we shall have a wonderful time.
Now, can you say, I know many people don't celebrate birthdays. I don't. But those who do, I don't stand in their way. And I'm not jealous. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that they are still with us and they are growing. How do you say happy birthday to Karabo Mraka in French?
Bon anniversaire.
Bon anniversaire.
Wow. Merci beaucoup. Wonderful. That's great.
Yeah. No, happy birthday, Muruti. I saw my beloved friend, your beautiful wife, posting there. And then I said, look, man, I must just, you know, say happy birthday to this hot man of mine, you know, and say thank you so much. You know, may fall a bracket.
It had us.
You know what? I need to play a song.
Going back to the lingo.
Yeah. No. You know what? I thought, look, before we get into this, because we're talking about time, and some time was occurring in your life yesterday. You were counting a time. That is why I'm talking about it. I wouldn't be talking that much about it if it did not relate to the topic in this manner. I would be talking about it even in private to you. But all these things have to do with time. Growth had to do with time. One has to know as to which time they are living in, you know, and what kind of forces are actually prevalent, or what kind of spirits are taking prevalence in a time like this? And as believers, do we know in which time do we find ourselves, you know? And here's another time also, which is called a gift of life. Muruti Muraka, I hope you're listening. There is something that I'm doing for you and for everyone. And I want us to appreciate the Father. I'm going to play an old song that says, "This gift of life." I don't know if you know this song, but if you come from where I come from, you should know it.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
I played this song when Johan was going through a lot, man, and he really made it through even into broadcasting on air that day. And to say, I want to thank you, Father, for this gift of life. And for Karabo Muraka also to say, thank you for this gift of life. Man, I've seen him going through a lot in hospital some years ago. You know, a point of no return where life becomes altered in hospital. And today, able to say, I want to thank you for the time that you had given me in this gift of life. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. It's happening throughout up to 8.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. And, of course, we are talking about time. You know, we know about the time of creation, the time of the flood, the time of the call of Abram, his descent into Egypt, the time of the Exodus, the time of the crossing of the Jordan, the coronation of Saul, the division of the kingdom, the fall of Samaria, the captivity in Babylon. All these happen in a time, and the restoration of the Jews, the birth of Christ. We see also that his ascension and the time also of the conversion of Paul and destruction of Jerusalem. We also see that. We experience, you know, the teachings on that. Quite a long, long testimony of teachings with regards to time. But also, that we live in a time we should be able to look into it quite properly and check as to what kind of signs of a time do we find ourselves in, because it's important also to look into that. Now, and to define time also, because in many instances and cases, it becomes something that we at times fail to do. The description of time becomes something that many of us cannot even relate to, which is exactly the arsenal of the evil one, that as long as we are ignorant of time or times, we will actually experience shipwreck somewhere. And to a great extent, we will also find ourselves really without the protection we need to have, you know, because of the things that would be taking place. Now, time is defined as a moment given to man to utilize. And I know this is a very rude definition of time, but it is a moment given to men for particular usages. A moment given to men. And that moment can be 1,000 years, it can be 6 years, it can be 50 years, it can be 10 years, it can be 2 days, it can be 3 days, it can be 1 hour. But it's a moment that man is allotted with, that they be able to do particular tasks. And time in itself has stages, and you would see also those who have watches, the old analog watches, 12 to 12. Time also has parts of it, subsets of time, divisions in it. And then each pointing to a particular space and frame of distance. One can say 12 o'clock at midnight is the beginning, and 12 o'clock again at midnight becomes the end. But someone can say 12 o'clock at midnight is the beginning, and say 6 o'clock after midnight is the beginning of the morning. And 12 o'clock after midnight, it is the mid time of a day. And you would see the sun doesn't shine in the same way. It's not in the same place. The people are not doing the same things. And we basically are faced with defining time in the rightest of sense and be able to say, where is our watch pointing? I remember when we were growing up and I went to Atrichville, they would ask Apollo, my twin brother, they would say to him, Apollo, what time is it? And he would say, Lelo holo, limotri, lelinyane, lifitile sixi hanyane. Then we know it's 6:15. And that's how we were taught about time. And this in itself is something that one has to look into and say, wow, yet time has its own implications. Time can be spaced in years. It can be spaced in ages. It can be spaced in the allotting of frames of kingdoms. In this time, many people say we live in a time of democracy, but others say, no, we have reached the time of the fourth industrial revolution. All these things have implications. All of them, they have implications. The thing is, I wonder if we, as the body of the HaMashiach, understand the implications of time. Or we just see this in a routine that is just set up by people. Something I'm just talking about at times and wondering as to whether we still are, you know, on the same path with it. Psalms chapter 90 verses 12 says, so teach us to number our days, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Teach us to number our days, so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. In other words, therefore, there is no way that one can arrive at a wisdom of a particular moment unless they are able to estimate their time, or to know for their time. People who are 50 years and older will tell you how much they miss doing the things that they used to do when they were teenagers and you ask them, what is it that you were doing when you were a teenager? He says, no, you know, I just had fun just to jump over the fence. But can you try it now? Your bones will just twist. You are in another time. It means in this time there's something else that you can do with that kind of agility, but not in that manner. For time does not allow that kind of activity to happen in that manner. But yes, the agility goes on. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom, that we may be discerning as to what our days in their differences want from us, demand from us, what they appeal to us, and how we should respond. And that is basically what is taking place much of the times. I don't know if we are aware of what is happening. If you look at the political happenings, no, it's not only in South Africa. Look everywhere, man. Look everywhere. There's a particular commonality or common factor in the political realm that is taking place because of this time. You know? If you look into those people, there are people who are called the Y2K. Is it the Y2K? Or the AMA 2000, all those kinds of things and stuff. You would see they are quite different. Go to someone who grew up and was at high school or senior primary during 1976. That person has another perspective. But their agility, even though their agility becomes relevant even today, they can't do the things they did then. Because of time. Time brings something, takes something from a person. Now also, if you look into Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1, it says, remember therefore, now your Creator, in the days of your youth, underline that, that's time. Before difficult days come, that's another time. And the years draw near, where you say, I have no pleasure in them. Remember the Father at this particular time, so that there's another time that will come, which will be full of pressure on your part. Difficulties. We find ourselves there. And I trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
There we go. Muruti Mrak, I'd like to start with you. And when we look into the very notion of the topic of tonight, and we are talking about time. What is time? What should the body of believers know time to be? What is its relevance to us? Are we indeed somewhat somehow encircled by time? Maybe I'm wrong in saying time has a determining factor. Maybe I just selected verses. But what's your take, Rudy?
My brother, thank you. I wish to agree with you, as having been listening to how you have expounded this. You are not. I if you are maybe singing into the wind, we are together. But the reality is, what the Spirit has revealed to you has revealed to us, others as well, that time is really important. And And it's something which was brought about by the father. We didn't think about.
Mm.
Now, when I went to, you know, our secular dictionaries, yes, looking for the meaning of time, I found something strange. Mm. It's like it's difficult for them to explain time without saying time.
I get you. That's why I didn't go there.
Yeah. So then I said, Lord, what is the time really?
Mm.
And I'm also going to share a perspective of what he showed me.
Mm.
That time is a dimension.
Yeah.
Meaning it is something which is measurable. A dimension of witnessing. In other words, time witnesses. Time testifies. It testifies to the existence of either a being or a thing. If you are going to be certain that something exists, time will be one of the witnesses. It will testify to that. Now, I found that the first time that the notion of time was actually introduced in the word is in Genesis. We read in verse 14 of Genesis, and I will read up to verse 19, an exposition of what time is. Because when it gets introduced, it's at verse 3, when it says, Elohim said, let there be light, and there was light. And verse 4, and Elohim saw that light was good, and Elohim separated the light from the darkness. And verse 5, Elohim called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. So that's where it gets introduced. But it gets to be explained further in verse 14 to 19. And Elohim said, let there be light in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. He's already spoken about the day as being that part which is light. And you were explaining by speaking about the hours there. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, like you were explaining, my God. You see, these lights in the heavens, which he made, were to be signs, and they were to be for seasons, and for days, and for years. And let them be light in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Elohim made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the star. Elohim set them in the dome of the sky to give light upon the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And Elohim saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Now, without trying to be too philosophical, I believe what we are being made to see there is the sun and the moon were given for us who are on earth to measure time. And it's in the language of the Bible speaks in such a way that you who are on earth will understand. But since we started to gain knowledge, we realized that the sun and the moon are not actually rising and setting, as you will read in the Bible. But actually, it is the spinning of the earth around the sun and around itself, and the spinning of the moon around the earth, which makes us who are on earth, when we look up, we can see these signs which we're told they will mark out for us days and years, as well as seasons. We are so used to these bodies being up there in the sky, the way we look at them from here, that we don't sit down and really consider what is actually happening and what do they mean. Because at the beginning, when people talked about a month, they would talk about when the moon has shown a sliver, a slight sliver, after it had been dark. Mm. It shows a slight sliver. They call it a new moon, and that they start counting from there until it has grown to become a full moon, and then it goes to where it wanes up to where it is a quarter, and then it disappears. Mm. It seems like it has disappeared. And when it seems like it has disappeared, that is the end of the month. But now they would count the days by looking at the sun rising, going, and remember, like I said at the beginning, it's not that the sun is rising, but if you are on earth, that is what you are seeing. And that is how the language of the Bible speaks to us, so that we don't get confused. It's only when we become scientifically wise that we become confused. And then the sun will go, and then we will have what we call sunset, when the evening starts. Mm. So that period when we have been watching the trajectory of the sun, it's a day, it's a daylight. Mm. Daylight hours. It's part of the day. But in Genesis, we are told that you don't count a 24-hour day that way. You count it from when the sun sets. When it sets, you have what you call evening. And then you go through all the evening, and you see it rise, and you see it set. Then you count all those hours together as one day. Mm. So they would count that way. But progress within quotation marks and technological advancement, we no more pay attention to the sun, we no more pay attention to the moon, except if the sun goes behind the clouds and you had been dressed for a sunny day, you become upset. You look up and you say, what's happening now? But otherwise, you take it for granted the way. Whereas these things are actually testifying. They are actually speaking to us. That is why when we read Psalm 19, we hear Psalm 19 say, without voice they speak. Right now, as I'm speaking, I speak via a voice, but we are told that these elements, they speak without a voice. In other words, when we are watching them, we should be learning something that the Elohim wants us to learn. And you read verse 90, which says we should count our days. In other words, we should be watching what the sun is doing, what the moon is doing, because they will give us the days, they will give us the months, and they will even give us the season. Because when the sun rises and goes to set, but it's so weak, we don't feel its heat as normal. We know it is winter. When it becomes very hot, we know it is the season of summer. It is the season of harvesting. And these phenomenon, and especially this phenomenon of time, the dimension, the measurement of days, the measurement of months, the measurement of weeks, the measurement of years, because a year is a cycle in which you have the four seasons. You'll have the first season, yes. Second, third, fourth. And when you have done the fourth, you go back to the first season. Mm-hmm. Everything, if you look at it, you'll see that there is a rotation. And yeah. All these rotations, whether it starts with the evening and the daylight hours, goes to the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, and then the seventh day of rest, and then start again the first day, the second day, and then until you have had about four cycles like that, and you end up with a month which will be testified to by the moon in the way it appears, wanes, grows full, and then wanes again towards disappearance. All these things have got a message, and they are speaking to us. They are not just speaking the physical things that we see, that we become hot when the sun is out, we become cold when it is a season of winter. Mm. They are actually speaking the message of God. And that's why we need to count our days. Not just counting that I'm 66 years old. Mm. No. Counting in terms of when I'm in my winter, what is the word of God saying I should do? Mm. When I'm in my spring, what is the word of God saying I must do? When I'm in my summer, which is a harvest time, what is the word of God saying I must do? And I'm hoping by the grace of God, we will even be able to identify tonight what time are we in.
Absolutely.
So that we can actually respond to the Spirit of God in an appropriate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. We are talking about time. What time are we in? What should be known about, or what should be known by believers concerning time? What should be known by believers about time? What time are we in, and what are the signs of a time? What do signs of a time show? You would realize that in the beginning I spoke about some times of major historical occurrences. And this indeed to open a perspective and to say, look, at a particular place and time, something had happened like this and that. And we are talking about that. We trust the Father will just do you good. Siphila kwiziphi inkathi? What kind of times are we in? And then what is it that makes you to label a time and say we are in a time like this? because of that? What makes you to label a time? How do we see a time? So you can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, 0826572729. Talk to us directly there. Tell us how you feel about this. What is time? And what times are we in?
Kingdom Embassy Devlin is hosting a three-day apostolic conference with Apostle Aromi Osai from the 13th to 15th September at 5 Old Vereeniging Road, Devlin, Johannesburg. Services will start 5:30 on Friday and Saturday, then 9 a.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit our Facebook page at Kingdom Embassy Devlin. See you there.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
All right, we are talking about time. What is time? What it is even all about? What time are we living in? And I spoke of those major occurrences. Remember, the chronologies of times, of creation, and Muruti Muraka spoke in depth about that, the flood, the call of Abraham, the descent into Egypt, Exodus also from Egypt. All these are marked with times, and the crossing of the Jordan, the coronation of Saul, the division of the kingdom, the fall of Samaria, captivity of Babylon, restoration of Jews, the birth of Christ, the ascension, the conversion of Paul, the destruction of Jerusalem, to name but a few. We see these, they are allotted with a particular time. It means they wouldn't have happened in any other time. As I said, time, therefore, is a framework moment in which a task is given, and we have to do exactly that. It's a grace, in other words, that we are given to perform particular duties, or to do particular tasks, or to live and and find ourselves existing, you know, in a way that the Father would condone. We're talking about that. And then I looked into that scripture, you know, of Psalms 90 verse 12. So teach us to number our days. Because someone would say, what is time? He says, it's the number of your days, the number of our days, the number of every day. He says that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And we spoke about a time that dictates conditions. In other words, moments that dictate conditions. And in that you see Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1. But I also want to come to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 29. But before that, Professor, if I can also indulge you, you know, the notion to know how to number our days, the number of our days is time, actually. Even though the world is hiding that, Ecclesiastes 12 verses 1 also speaks and hints on the number of our days. What say you, Professor?
Very much. Thank you very much for the question. And thank God for what Muruti Muraka has tried to elaborate, and what also you've mentioned. Time is very, very important notion to be paying attention to, because when you don't pay attention to time, then we don't even know where we're going. We don't even know the reason why we exist. Because when you pay attention to it, you'll be, as Muruti Muraka said, will be called to know what to do in whatever time that is given to us. But what is happening today is that it's like as if people don't, on behalf of other people, but I'll say in terms of what I've come to realize, that people are not anymore considering time. It's like they live anyhow. It's like as if they have a control over time, while there's nobody who has control over time. You wake up in the morning, before you know it, it's already 12. Before you know it, it's 6. And before you know it, it's another day. Now, the question will be, what did you do with the time that has been given to you? You know, in the Bible, we know this scripture, all of us. As Murutire, you mentioned about whatsoever that Elohim, the Father, did, it was mentioned, or it was measured, actually. It was measured by time. It will speak about 400 years, it will speak about 70 years, it will speak about this amount of years, and exactly in the time that he has given, things will take place the way he prepared them, the way he predestined them, and then it will make sense to the people who have been in that situation. There's a scripture in the book of Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2, where the Father is speaking about, that there was a vision that Habakkuk received. And that vision was for an appointed time. As most of us, when we read appointed time, we don't pay attention to why the Bible say appointed time. It's not vague. It's not that appointed time, then you'll wait and then wait and wait and wait. It means it has a specific time that was given to that prophecy. There was an appointed time, and people had to read and to reread again and to continue reading until that time arrives, meaning that they were waiting upon that moment. It was not a prophecy that was given in terms of saying it will happen whenever it will happen. No, it has to happen with a time that was given, a time frame. And I come to us, I said, when you receive a prophecy, if that prophecy does not give you a time frame when it is going to happen with accuracy, then you'll be living in the wandering, or in the wonderland. You'll be in a wonderland whereby you don't know exactly when is this thing going to take place. Then it becomes more confusing. It's like if somebody tells you that God says he will bless you anytime, or he will bless you one of these days. One of these days can turn into a month. It can turn into years. Because there's no time frame to it, then one must be waiting. And if it does not happen that year, you might go back to the person who prophesied and say, but hey, you still have to wait. But for how long? Why is God going to say something to me without a time? Then it's putting me in a place whereby I will sit, wait, and keep on waiting. But what do I do in the meantime while I'm waiting? That means somehow, somewhere, any word that comes from the Father, it has to be clear, it has to be conceived, it has to be well understood, and it must have a time frame. In the Bible, there is this scripture that we know very well in the book of 1 Chronicle 12, verse 32. And that scripture says, as we start, of the tribe of Issachar, men who understood times with knowledge of what Israel should do. 200 chiefs and all their relatives were at their command. And here the Bible says there were these sons of Issachar among the tribe of Israel. This tribe of Issachar, there were 200 chiefs. Those people were able to understand the time, not only to understand the times, but also to understand what Israel should do in those times. Now, guess what is happening with us today? If you ask us today as Christians, we are as confused as we are. Some will tell you that the end of the world, it will be in 2024. Not that they are sure of it, but they just look at the events that are taking place around. They say that was going to happen. But the problem is not just to look at the event. The problem is, why are these events happening? What is the time? What is God saying in this event? Muruti Muraga said, even when you look at the element, the sun rising and setting. You know, today I was speaking in my TikTok program this morning. I said, when you look at young people today, they're so relaxed. They don't care. And if they can ask us questions, we will tell them, you know what? There are things that we missed, or maybe we forgot, or we left out, but today we are regretting. Because if we could take, if we could consider time and work accordingly, by now, maybe we could not be in the situation where we are. It's because we were also relaxed like you are, and we found out that we are late in maybe in some of our achievement. And I went back, I said, when I was very young in high school, I was a very sporty person. I would do sport and stuff. When I finished my high school, I went to the university, I stopped the sport. And when I started working, then I found myself that, hey, the stomach is becoming big and all this. And I said, okay, now I'm eating and do nothing. Then I remember, I'm about to be 50. Oh, what do I do? Let me go back to sport. And funny enough, now I'm 50. Then you say, okay, what do I do now? What did I miss? Then you look back and say, hey, you young people, do what you are doing and do it right. Because one day you'll be in a space whereby we are today and we'll be asking questions. What has really happened? Because time is a very, very important element to consider. And when you look at it, as Muruti Muraga said, when it's summer, you know this is the time to do what? To go to the farm and go and work. And you know, when summer goes, another season will come. It's for you to go and reap. If you don't consider that, and today's like time, like summer and, autumn and all these other things, it's only maybe farmers who are considering them that because they are sowing and reaping. What about the people who are not farmers? They don't care. It's none of their business. Because you do your thing because you're looking at the time, but us, we're not looking at the time. And we don't realize that if you look at today, we are already in September. Let's go backward. Already 9 months has gone. What have we done? What have we achieved? In 3 months' time, it's going to be the end of the year. Or is that so? Remember, the beginning of January, there was an announcement that this year is going to be a year of great things. But what has happened? 9 months gone. You look back, you did not achieve anything. Why? Because we don't ask the Father why even he's still keeping us alive. What do we have to do with the time he gives us every morning when we wake up? Why are we alive? And if we can pay attention to that and consider what the sons of Issachar, because then they wake up in the morning, it's like everyone was waiting for them to tell them something to do. Because when they wake up in the morning, say, okay, where are the sons of Issachar? Where are they? Or when they see them coming, say, okay, we know what you're going to do because they're going to tell us. But today, while the Holy Spirit is with us, the Bible says it gives us even the how to discern. But children of God today, they are unable even to discern the things that are happening around them. And we're still running towards people like us, thinking that maybe can give us a solution, maybe they can tell us what to do, while maybe they are also as confused as they are, as we are. Then we find ourselves that days are passing by, time are passing by, because when we look at time, it's divided in days, in months, in seconds, in whatever. And at the end of the day, in some sense, we find that we are late in what we have to do. And I believe every child of God must pay attention to time. Must really, when you wake up and you must say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing today? If it would take you 30 minutes just wondering and asking questions, do that. so that you may not waste this time. Because there are some people, they are so meticulous when it comes to time. They pay attention to the minute, second, and everything. I will finish by saying this. When I promise someone, for instance, I'll come at 10 o'clock, I don't miss. I'll be at 10 o'clock. But don't waste my time. I'm there at 10 o'clock and you're showing up at 12. But what am I going to be doing while I'm waiting for you for those 2 hours? It's be a waste. People don't see that. But if we can respect time, 10 o'clock we meet. We finish our meeting, we jump to other things. And by doing so, we can quantify, even qualify the time that God has given to us. But if not, we'll be facing a big problem. Because today, in our churches, if we go in, you'll be so surprised. If you ask people, which time are we? They say it's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock. Is it the time that we, I mean, is it the time that I'm asking you? What is God saying in this moment? Not many people will tell you what God is saying.
Quite sad. We see those kinds of things really coming across. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this very issue. What is time? What kind of time do we find ourselves in today?
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.